valuable, informative, important way for you to spend a couple of hours of your time every weekend. That would be a good description, I think. A little biased, obviously, because I'm involved with Dr. Ken. My name is Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken is on with us during the week as well. If you are able to listen to us one way or another on a good radio station that's nearby or online at DougSteffen.com, there's an iPhone app downloadable for Doug Steffen's Good Day as well. Dr. Ken, an important cog in the wheel of information, which is so much a part of our program. And one of the reasons I respect him as much as I do is because he is, as he seems, very student-oriented in the sense that he's a studied professional, he's got PhDs and MD degrees, he's got a list of a pedigree.
Too many letters after my name.
Got a pedigree. And so he's happy to share that information, his experience as well, at Lake Cardiology in suburban Orlando for all these years has helped. And by the way, if you like what you hear and you're interested, if you listen to all these stories, this week especially, lots of discussions, doctors on blood pressure and on artery health and blood tests and what to do with stents. And it's always, there's a lot of heart stuff because it affects, as I said just before we stopped for the news break at the top of the hour, women are especially now very prone to having heart problems, strokes, that sort of thing. So anyway, if you have any of these problems as you're listening to Ken, you think maybe I'll take a trip to Orlando and go to Disney World and go to Disney Doc. You could be Disney Doc. How's that for a new
handle? It'd be nice. And you talk about degrees, but you know, it's really the 30 years of experience after school that has really helped.
That's the teacher. Experience always is the best teacher. Anyway, Dr. Ken's office number is 800 Lake Cardio, and you call there, ask for Sandy, and tell her you were listening to Dr. Ken on the radio, and she's one of the most helpful, wonderful people that I know.
She's a good woman.
Yeah, she sure is. 888-553-7536. Back to your calls. Jean is in Little Chute, Wisconsin, wherever the heck that is. Where's
right next to Appleton, your last caller.
Ah, okay. Handy by. All right, Jean. What can Dr. Ken do for you?
Okay, I have a couple questions here. First of all, I'm on metoprolol and hydrochlorothiazide, but the metoprolol is the one I have the question about.
Beta blocker and a water pill.
Yes. I take 200 milligrams of metoprolol a day.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, and I started out on that. And my question is this. When I went into to the doctor the last time, the nurse had commented, and she said, well, you'll never be off of this. Can I never work myself off of that?
Well, Gene, let me put some hope. The indication for these, I imagine, are for blood pressure?
Right.
So the beta blocker is not being used for a coronary problem or for a heart rhythm problem, only for blood pressure?
Right.
So you've been on these for a while, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we don't use beta blockers anymore first line, except if you have a circulation problem to the heart or a rhythm problem. But nevertheless, what I would recommend first is making sure that you measure your blood pressure accurately, because in the doctor's office, usually we're not in our happy place, and many people have white coat, and you don't get an accurate reading of your baseline blood pressure. I hope you're doing home monitoring.
I will. I'm going to start now. I didn't.
I would, Jean, get an upper arm blood pressure monitor. Bring it to the doctor's office once. Have them check your blood pressure with the automatic device, and then have them check it with their ears. Make sure that the numbers are pretty close. We call this calibrating the home blood pressure monitor. Then keep it out of the doctor's office, take it home. And the key is making sure that you sit for at least 15 minutes, because mental stress and physical stress all increase that top number. If you don't believe me, take that device out as soon as you wake up, put it on your arm, and then check it every few minutes, and you'll watch the top number drop down. And when we want your blood pressure, when we say it should be under 140 over 90 for most of us, and even lower for many of us, that's the baseline. That's the fully rested blood pressure, not the one where you sit down immediately and get it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right, Gene. Thank you very much for your call.
And in order to get yours down, first get the blood pressure down, but then get down to ideal body weight, eliminate the salt, the extra salt, limit the alcohol, and get the stress out of your life. And those are the lifestyle things that you can do to optimize the blood pressure and hope to get off the medication.
Sounds like pretty good advice, Dr. Ken, with Gene, 888-553-7536. A study this week about blood tests and what they may help diagnose, something you wouldn't expect when you get your blood test results. Okay, you think it's about physical, the results of a physical test. It goes further than that, though, Ken, does it not?
Exactly. I think in the next few years, we're going to have a blood test for depression, for schizophrenia, and the hope is already here. This came out this week in Molecular Psychiatry. It's just fascinating. Depression, which affects nearly 1 in 10 American adults, Doug, now there appears to be a blood test that may reliably detect depression. This was developed in your backyard in Boston at Harvard. The new test, it's called MDD Score, and it was developed along with a company at Ridge Diagnostics in Austin, Texas. It measures 9 indicators in the blood. They're called biomarkers that are thought to be altered with major depressive disorder. And a large number of these markers that make up the test come from your favorite area, the inflammation family, and additionally indicators which include hormones, growth factors, enzymes, as well as other proteins that act as chemical messengers. But interestingly, the biggest factor that they measure in this blood test is excess inflammation. Here is the tie together to the rest of the body of a mental issue. In 2 studies that involved 70 people with depression and 43 people who were not depressed, Doug, for comparison, the test missed depression in only 9% of the people tested, and it falsely diagnosed depression in about 19% of people who were actually healthy. And this is not too bad for a blood test.
It is a very interesting, it's sort of a forward-looking thing, but there are so many people who are depressed. Some of it's pretty obvious because of the economy, and also when you're ill, people get very depressed. So this may be a forerunner, if you will.
The blood test will never replace the doctor's assessment, but this will just complement the assessment, and it'll be nice to have an objective blood test to confirm.
888-553-7536. For more on many of the stories that Ken talks about, you can check out his website, drkenshow.com. Don't forget, we have in the Good Day Health newsletter that Dr. Ken pens every week, comes to you every Friday, a lot of info on obesity, weight loss, diabetes, that sort of thing. This week, that's the special information. You can sign up for the end of the week health newsletter, comes out every Friday, by going to either drkenshow.com or to dougstefan.com. Click on Dr. Ken's picture. It asks you, do you want to sign up for the newsletter? You put in your email address. That's it. End of story. You're all set. And again, the number for Ken down in Florida is 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Number for us here on the air is 888-553-7536. As long as we're giving out telephone numbers, the number for Cardiol, the product from Italy that deals with reducing cholesterol levels and high cholesterol levels, serious problems. You want to do all you can to keep your body in the best possible shape. The makers of Cardiol are confident. Ken says he's looked at all of this stuff and says that if you have a historical or perhaps likely physical condition that may lead you to have a heart attack, this is a great bumper, Ken. Perhaps that's the best way of describing Cardiol.
Exactly. High cholesterol, Doug, it's a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. And this new all-natural approach from Italy, Doug, it might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels, and also they help to lower the bad fats in your blood, which are called triglycerides. Many of the people who use this product report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take. That's why I like it. Just 1 capsule a day.
A free 30-day try of Cardiol. Oh, sit again, Doug. Take 2. A free 30-day trial offer for those of you who want to try Cardiol, see how it works. Get a blood test first, then get your free, while you order it, it'll be sent to you, you'll pay shipping and handling, that's it. So once you order it, you can go do that right now at Cardiol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net, or you can call them toll free at 888-809-6424. When you are waiting for the stuff to get there, go get a blood test and then take Cardiol for 30 days and get another blood test and see what it's done for your cholesterol levels and your triglycerides. And this is a great way to protect yourself from further or future damage. That's Cardiol.net. Use the discount code KEN when you order it online at Cardiol.net or call them 888-809-6424.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Let's get this done. 888-553-7536. A conversation with Jack in Godfrey, Illinois. Where's that, Jack?
It's right across the river from St. Louis.
Got it. All right. So what do you have for Dr. Ken?
Yeah. My wife's a diabetic. She takes shots twice a day. And every fall, we gather black walnuts. And she eats them constantly all through the winter and even during the summer while they last. And I was wondering just how, are they good for her? Or
black walnuts good for diabetics, Ken?
Jack, walnuts in general, they're a good source of polyunsaturated fats. And there was actually a study in 2009 European Journal of Clinical Nutrition that found that for type 2 diabetics, eating walnuts actually help keep the diabetes under control. I would eat a handful of walnuts a day, no more, no less. I think it's a good idea for everybody. Actually, it can also help with your blood pressure as well as your blood sugar.
Yeah, so I've gathered probably 80 gallons, and she'll go through probably a gallon a week.
Yeah.
Just take a handful, and that'll do it. Jack in Godfrey, Illinois, thanks for calling.
Robert's in Port Charlotte, Florida, up next here with Dr. Ken. Go ahead, Robert. What's your question for the doctor?
Yes, I was born with congenital heart disease, and I had an extra valve that was closed off when I was 7 years old. Now I'm 68, and I've had a pacemaker for 3 years, 3.5 years, and I just wondered, my blood pressure was always on the low side, 90 over 60 in the morning, and I got moving.
So you want to know whether you'll always need that pacemaker. Ken, what do you say?
Robert, the pacemaker is a spark for the heart. It starts the heart. You have an electrical system in the heart that allows the heart to contract and relax in an orderly manner to pump the blood around the heart and out the body. And whether you need a pacemaker or not depends on how strong the spark that you were born with is functioning. And what they can do is they usually don't take this out. You have it there. You can't rip the wires out. Why do you want to get rid of your pacemaker if you already have it?
Well, I thought that I want to get rid of it. I just wondered what caused me to have it when most of the people in my family live to be well over 90.
Everybody's different. Your lifestyle may have been different. Hold on a minute. We'll ask.
Well,
hold on a minute. 21 past the hour.
What if pain could be reduced? Ailments could be alleviated? Physical and mental stress could be eased? And blood circulation increased? All by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomet can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomet comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now 23 after the hour, as the Good Day Weekend program continues, the man with the heart and the brain is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and you may reach him at 888-553-7536. Before we get back to the callers here, I would like to invite you to stick around. You've heard me talking about this EECP treatment that I'm going through, and we have people now starting to ask questions about counterpulsation and whether that works.
External counterpulsation.
Right, whether it works or doesn't work. So if you have a question about that, call us now at 888-553-7536, because in a few minutes, about 10 minutes, the lady who runs the Global Cardio Care Unit in Los Angeles, where I'm being treated, is going to be on. I've had her on the Good Day Weekday program, but my questions may not be as poignant or as remarkable as Ken's will be, because she's working mostly with heart patients, so Ken can ask her some good questions. He's the one who introduced me to this therapy when we had our test last year, and it showed a little part of my heart that maybe needed a little better blood flow to it, right? Isn't that why we decided to have this done?
Exactly. You had what we call microvascular angina. The vessels were too tiny to do anything else with, and we're growing new blood vessels with EECP,
right,
which has been shown actually to do that.
Yeah, and it also, according to their literature, is great for blood flow to the brain, all parts of the body, in fact, and that's something that I'm concerned about as well.
I have a retired pediatrician who swears by his kidneys not deteriorating, and has actually graphed the improvement of his kidney function with EECP cycles.
All right. So we'll get into that in a few minutes. Again, if you have a question about it, if you've heard about it, or maybe you've tried it, how's it work for you? 888-553-7536, another informative part of what we're interested in here, giving you info from the experts, new treatments, new ideas. It's really an important thing for you to be aware and abreast of everything that's out there, because sometimes, especially something like EECP, good heavens, you'd rather go through something like that than have your heart, your chest open up like a chicken and have all these, you know, most of, what do we hear about surgery on the heart? Many of those operations are not necessary, right? They have the various...
Well, that's a pretty strong statement.
Okay, well, how about some? You've had this discussion before about how a lot of people that have these operations don't need them. It's just that the heart factories make money off of people. And so they, I have a friend who had it, and after he had it, he found out they didn't need to have it.
Well, that, I, at least maybe I'm practicing in a bubble. I mean, I don't see that with my patients, but it's helpful if it's not an emergency and you want to make sure that doesn't happen to just get a second opinion in some other town.
Notice how Ken and I disagree sometimes. Thanks. But he's the expert. I'm
well,
just here.
I send people to surgery all the time, and I don't want people to think that we're sending, you know, when I send somebody to heart surgery.
Well, when you send them, this is not about you. When you send them, they need to go. I'm saying that there are some people that send, some people in your line of work who send people to the surgeon that don't really need to go to the surgeon.
You know, they're bad, and there are farmers who, you know, sell
bad
raw milk that's polluted with bugs in it.
Doesn't condemn everybody.
Right.
Right. All right. Thank you. You got me. You're so funny. Marilyn. Where's Marilyn when we need her?
Hi,
Marilyn.
Upper New York State. What do you have, Marilyn, for Dr. Kent?
First of all, good morning, man.
How do you do?
And I am normally a very healthy person. I've walked for 3 miles daily for 50 years. I live a full active life. I contacted Mono at the end of September of this year. I am very much improved, but what is the length of time for full recovery with this?
Well, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, Marilyn. Infectious mono, it's often called the kissing disease. The virus that causes mono, it's transmitted through saliva. So you can actually get it through kissing, coughing, or sneezing by sharing a glass or a food utensil. And the real challenge about this is that there's really no specific treatment for the virus. You treat the secondary infections. Often you get a secondary bacterial infection. Sometimes we use corticosteroids just for the symptoms. But the real challenge is that this can often take a long time. It's a prolonged convalescence to get over this. So you just need to rest, take it easy, don't push yourself, and just live a very healthy lifestyle. And if it's been since September, you know, maybe the doctor needs to look and make sure there's nothing else going on.
I see.
But it can take a long time to get better from mono.
Yeah, even if you are a healthy person and have always eaten healthy and exercised and everything.
Yeah, I've had mono, Epstein-Barr. I think once it gets into your system, it never goes away, Ken, right? It's like herpes virus.
Correct.
It can come up with the stuff for chicken pox. It's all part of, I mean, at your age.
Marilyn, be patient. Get some reassurance from your internist or family doctor that there's nothing else going on.
Yeah. It took me 6 months to really get over it, Marilyn. I would work. I would go to the radio station where I was working, get up in the morning, go to the radio station, come back, sleep another 8 hours.
As healthy a lifestyle as possible.
Well, I'm glad, Doug, you told me it took 6 months. This is all I want to know. Everyone says it takes a long time.
Yep.
But if they just give you some idea.
6 months.
I know.
Six months. Give it 6 months and see what happens. Half past the hour, Sarah Salati from Global Cardio Care will join us in a few moments here.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
After the hour now, it's a Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Good Day program during the weekend. On the weekend, you can always reach us here at 888-553-7536. You can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. You can listen to downloads of these programs. Go to DougSteffen.com or DrKenShow.com. You can send an email to Dr. Ken at DrKenShow.com or me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com. There's no reason, if you have a question, that you can't get it answered one way or another by being in touch with us. And one of the questions that we have gotten a lot this last couple of months, as I started the EECP treatment in Los Angeles at a place called Global Cardio Care, is how does this all work? So as a backgrounder, let me first introduce Sarah Salati, who is the manager, the president, the founder. She doesn't wash the dishes, but she's almost into doing pretty much everything that's there. This was her baby, Ken. She believed in it. I think, Sarah, what I know about you from your early beginnings, when you first started to work in the medical field, you saw that there was a need for this sort of thing, and you were an early believer in EECP, right?
Exactly, Doug. I started EECP in 1996, and it was just amazing to see this treatment work for end-stage, you know, cardiovascular patients, patients that were so sick that they couldn't do anything else for them, for bypass surgery or angioplasty was not an option anymore, and EECP was something that we put them on the treatment, and right away, within a week period, their chest pain started to improve and their energy started to improve. And this was back in 1996, where there was only one study that had been done on EECP, so it was great.
And you'd come to this country from Iran. You come from a medical family. I want you to meet Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the reason that I met you. He's the one who told me to get EECP. And I think really what I want to do, I talk to you a lot during our weekday visit. I think I'm going to leave this to Dr. Ken, because he's very curious about your facility at Global Cardio Care and generally EECP. And people who have questions, hold on for Sarah. We'll get you on the air to ask questions about whether this counterpulsation technique may work for you. 888-553-7536. Ken and Sarah, why don't you discuss how this all came to be? How is this all developed? Where did it come from?
Hi, Sarah. Let me just introduce myself, because I love meeting people who have been doing EECP longer than I have. I consider myself also an early adopter. I've been providing this treatment to my patients since about August of 2000, and we just finished about we've been treating a little bit over 1,000 patients in about 12 years. But I enjoy meeting people who have gotten into this even before myself, so it's really a thrill to meet you, Sarah.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to always meet doctors that support EECP. There's not that many out there, so I'm always very excited.
Why would that be? Unless we go back to what I was talking about, Sarah, I don't know if you heard Ken and I talking earlier about sometimes doctors sending patients to a surgery they don't need to go. Ken wouldn't do it, but I think that we're all a little, and I'm not saying he's naive, I just think sometimes we all know that things get done that ought not to be done in the name of money. More importantly, let's talk about how this is properly used. And Ken, why do you send people there? What is there that comes from these treatments that makes it an alternative to whatever else might be out there?
Well, there's no needles, there's no cutting, there's no added medicine, and there's excellent literature. There's excellent studies showing that it improves blood flow. And there's a gentleman at Duke University that has shown with electron micrography that actually stimulates new blood vessel development. I got very interested in Dr. William Lawson, who's the former chief of cardiology at the State University of New York at Stony Brook. Got me very interested in this. Then the Mayo Clinic early in 2000 got very interested in this. It's done at the Cleveland Clinic. It has been a total mystery to me why the cardiology field in general has not adopted this. And, you know, I still read reports from prominent cardiologists who have never themselves hands-on do EECP, bash this procedure, and I just don't get it.
Yes, that's exactly the story for all these years. And, you know, people call me from different centers in the United States, and their own doctor happens to have EECP, but the doctor doesn't recommend it for them, and they fly in and they come into L.A. to do it. And it's like the strangest thing, people coming from Detroit that their own cardiologist happens to have the treatment. But because there may not be end stage, they may need, you know, they could probably get another angioplasty, or they're not having excruciating chest pain, the doctor does not recommend EECP for them. So they find us and then they come down to L.A. So some of the times I notice that patients even have their own physician that has EECP, but it's still not recommended.
So what do we need to know about this? First of all, explain how it works. Explain what EECP means and how the technique, I mean, I can tell you from my own experience having had 17 treatments, but Sarah, you're the one who's trying to get this into the mainstream. Ken, I've never met anybody before in my life who's any more devoted, except maybe you, to this one cause. This woman eats this stuff, sleeps it, it's her whole existence.
Great.
And everything in that clinic points to not only using the EECP, but all the people that are there are schooled in nutrition, schooled in how to exercise.
The only people I hear bash this are the people who don't do it, have never done it themselves hands-on, and have seen the results. And it's just sad, because I guess it interferes with what they're trying to do, but I have seen unbelievable results, and it's not a placebo. I've heard some of my colleagues tell me it's a placebo. We do objective evaluations before and after with stress tests, and we see areas of the heart that had no circulation, and the only change that we've done to the patient is treated them with EECP. It'll actually help improve blood flow throughout the body. I have a pediatrician who's retired. He founded Pediatrics in Orlando area. He was told in the late 1990s after bypass and multiple stents to go home and just prepare his affairs. And he's been through EECP numerous cycles. He's testified in front of Medicare how beneficial retreatment is.
Medicare pays for this.
Under certain situations where there's no other options, and if you're a so-called class 3 or 4, you're having symptoms with routine activity or at rest, but they don't cover it for people who can be operated on or stented or who are only having symptoms with strenuous, vigorous activity. And that is where there's a lot of debate, even among the people who are at the forefront. Dr. Lawson, who is a well-established cardiology of impeccable pedigree and believability among all cardiologists, I would think, he has testified in front of Medicare to allow class 2 patients who have symptoms with more strenuous, more vigorous activity. It has not been approved. He's also testified in front of Medicare to approve it for heart failure, which they haven't allowed it for. So it's an evolving area. Fortunately, they do provide coverage, and I have seen amazing benefits. The Chinese developed this initially. They also augment flow to the brain. They use it to help circulation to the brain. There's a German study that has shown that two-thirds of people with erectile dysfunction have improvement. There's been some studies showing improvement in vision with retinopathy. Diabetics routinely, because of improved blood flow to the pancreas, I have to watch my diabetics who are on insulin because they will get low in blood sugar if I don't lower their insulin while they're taking EECP and for some time after. And I was mentioning this pediatrician who is retired, has been through several cycles. He had some kidney problems, and he has graphed the improvement in his kidney function with each cycle of EECP.
So, Sarah, explain what it is and quickly how it works.
Well, you lay down in a comfortable bed and three blood pressure cuffs are wrapped around the calf, thighs, and buttocks. They're large blood pressure cuffs that start to squeeze from the lower extremities during the time when your heart is at rest. And that's what makes EECP so special and so safe, because it follows the rhythm of your own heartbeat and is being pumped to the rhythm of your heart. But when the heart is at rest, and these blood pressure cuffs pump the blood from the calf, thighs, and buttocks throughout the arteries of the body and pumping the blood back into the heart and decreasing the workload of the heart but increasing the circulation. I always tell people it's like a passive cardiovascular workout. When you exercise, we increase your blood pressure and we increase your heart rate. But with EECP, we're increasing massive blood flow from your legs to all the organs of the body, the brain, the eyes, and we're decreasing the workload of the heart. But that blood flow is being done, like I said, when the heart is at rest. So it actually lowers the heart rate, lowers the blood pressure, but increases this blood flow. And that increased blood flow in the lining of the artery, there are so many incredible things that are inside the artery that can be secreted when we create the proper environment, and EECP has been studied and shown to actually develop new arteries, improve nitric oxide, which is incredible for when you're talking about improving the endothelium, which is the artery wall itself. So many studies, I mean, more studies, I think, than any other, you know, device that's been around for such a short period of time. We're talking about the FDA approval in 1995. But the original approvals came in the 70s for people that were having cardiogenic shock or acute MI. So it's been around, you know, since the 60s and late 50s. It was invented in Harvard. And the studies that are out for EECP are over 500 studies. And it's been shown and it's been proven, and it's not, you know, they've had the blinded studies. And so it's, we know that it's not placebo, and there's been so many, you know, studies from different universities that have come out, and still, you know, the support for it is not as it should be, because it's something that it's so simple. I mean, how simple is it to lay down on a machine?
Yeah.
And improve the function of every organ and grow new arteries. I mean, what else grows new arteries? I mean, yeah. That's just amazing by itself.
And yeah, most people can tolerate this. There's very, very rare adverse effects to it, unless you've had a blood clot in the legs recently, if you have a big aneurysm bulge in the abdominal aorta, unless you have severe high blood pressure, a severe leaking aortic valve. Most people are good candidates for EECP.
888-553-7536. David's in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, with a question about this counterpulsation technique to Sarah Salati from Global Cardio Care and Dr. Ken. Go ahead, David. You're on the air.
Well, good morning. 2 years ago, I was told I was a candidate for this counterpulsation, and it's kind of scared me because I've already had a TSA stroke in the past. And then what scared me is a week before I was going to start it, he says, oh, you have to come in and be scanned for an aneurysm. And I thought, boy, this could blow out an artery.
Hold on, David. Listen to Ken. Hold on.
I have another question then.
Well, let me answer the first one first.
As Sarah mentioned, we're increasing the blood flow from the legs in the arteries and the veins back to the heart. So there's increased blood flow through that pipe in your belly, the abdominal aorta. And we just want to make sure there's not a large bulge, one that needs surgery. And I've treated many patients who have a little bit to a moderate bulge in their abdominal aorta with no problems. And we're just doing this as a precaution. I've treated over 1,000 patients with EECP. I've never hurt anyone. The only thing we'll sometimes see, especially with someone like yourself, a type 1 diabetic, you have to watch the skin very carefully. But if you screen your patients very carefully and you avoid the severely large abdominal aortic aneurysm, the blood clots in the legs, the severe aortic valve insufficiencies, the very high blood pressure, the bleeding disorders, you will end up with a good outcome and you won't hurt anybody.
Okay, but my other question is, I just recently went to a seminar with our Mayo surgeons here, and they told me about a new procedure called TMR, which kind of attacks this problem from the opposite way.
TMR, transmyocardial revascularization, it's like making Swiss cheese of the heart with a laser from inside, and it then stimulates new blood vessel development. Problem with TMR, it's a great procedure. I send my patients for TMR when EECP doesn't work, the few patients. TMR is invasive.
Yeah, it's not outward, it's inward. David, thanks for the call. Let me get a couple more questions in here before we run out of time.
It's done by the surgeons, it's invasive.
Here's a question, an email question to us. Can younger folks do it as a preventative? Is there any danger doing EECP on somebody who doesn't need it? Does it enhance athletic performance? Can it do anything to lower blood pressure? Sarah and Ken, what do you say to those
questions?
It's
a great question. You do an hour of EECP, it's equivalent to a 2-mile jog aerobically. And a lot of Olympic athletes and professional athletes do use this. I think Sarah has some experience treating them.
Who have you had, Sarah?
Well, I started doing the U.S. Olympic sprint team, treating them in 1998, and we did like a study on recovery time and range of motion and improvement in speed. And these guys were like Otto Bold and Maurice Green. These were all, you know, Olympic gold medalists. And we also treated the Lakers and the Shaquille O'Neal, and I actually helped put a machine in the Miami Heat. And so there are a lot of studies that we've done at Global Cardio Care. And we've seen range, like girth measurements, people that have had actually an injury in their lower extremities, and we've pumped them, and we've seen the decrease of swelling occur in healing time. Blood is the healer. You know, regardless of what the problem is, no matter what you want to do, you want to at least first put the body in the right environment to heal itself. And that's simply what EECP does, is just send blood to all the parts of the body, whether you have a break in the leg or you have a contusion, whether you have a stroke, whether you're a diabetic. It's blood flow. We first put it in that environment, give it blood flow, see if we can improve the area. And EECP is just tremendous because there's just hardly any side effects, and it's very, very safe. And
right.
No matter what, we should try it first. And
hold on, Sarah. I want you to stay with us for a few more minutes because there are more calls, more questions. Sarah Sulati is the operator of Global Cardio Care in Los Angeles. Questions about EECP treatment at 888-553-7536.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Three minutes after the hour, the weekend get-together with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Weekend, the focus on your health. 888-553-7536. Under the circumstances, we are talking about therapy and a procedure called EECP, which is enhanced
enhanced external
counterpulsation. All right. Sarah Sulati started this clinic, Global Cardio Care in Los Angeles, pretty much the only place in the country. I think you have, 24 beds? How many beds have you got there?
We have 22 machines.
22 yes. Machines, okay. And so people are in and out. There are, and because I've been through it now, I've had 17 treatments, and normally you get 35 in one round. I'm going to try to get 70 in before I have to come back to the East Coast. And so, what's the magic about 35, Dr. Ken or Sarah? Why 35?
Well, this all began in China, and they work, harder than us. They work 6 days a week, and they would do it for 6 weeks and do 36 treatments. And when it came over to America, we only work 5 days a week, so we now do 35.
Okay. All right, I guess I got the answer to the question. Here's Margaret in Macon,
yes.
Georgia, with a question for Sarah about all this. Margaret, go ahead.
And I met the Chinese developer of this at a meeting. He's a wonderful, wonderful gentleman, and he told me that story because I asked him that.
Really? Sarah, have you heard that story?
Well, a little bit of that story. I know that Dr. Huey, because I speak with Dr. Huey, the actual doctor that was involved with Birkwell in the early 60s in Stony Brook and in the 70s. I know that they tried to figure out what the numbers were, and Dr. Huey was a part of that to just get a number in there. But, you know, in life, there's no such thing as one number for
right.
one disease for everyone.
Right,
so
isn't
I
it?
Believe
yeah.
that you should do it until you get better.
There you go.
I agree to that. I think you should start initial cycle of 35 one-hour treatments. And in my experience, about 80 to 85, some people will say 75%. In our experience, about 80 to 85% will get better after 35 one-hour treatments. And we have found that if you prolong treatment another 2 weeks, we can get that up to 90 to 95%.
All right. So, Sarah, that's what I'm going to do. As long as I'm there, certainly through much of March, I'm going to try to get there almost every day. And that's what you got to do. You got to do it every day in order to keep...
You can do two treatments in a day. We
yeah.
prefer to do one a day, but if your schedule...
I've been doing two. You know me, Ken.
Yes.
Let's get it done. All right, Margaret, go ahead. You're on with Sarah and Dr. Ken.
This is Margaret Carter. I have a pacemaker, and I'm under the care of Felix Sagata, and I'm just wondering if I need to have these treatments done or if they would help me, and if you have anywhere in the East that does it.
Margaret, there's an electrical system and a plumbing system, and the pacemaker is usually due for your electrical system, and EECP works on the plumbing system, but certainly the electrical system works better when your plumbing system is working better, so you just need to talk to your doctor about whether this would help you.
All right, any comments about people coming to your clinic at Global Cardio Care, Sarah?
We've had cases of pacemakers for many, many years. It's not a problem at all. If it's related to, you know, any kind of heart failure, if the heart needs any kind of improvement, then EECP is a great treatment, and pacemaker is not a problem at all.
All right, Margaret, there you go. Answer to your question. My question about not only the heart circulatory system, but your brain and other questions. Somebody just sent us an email about or called with wondering about erectile dysfunction.
Sarah, have you seen any benefits with erectile dysfunction?
You know, it's the funniest thing because, you know, back in the 1996 when I would treat the patients, the wives would, like, you know, force the patients to come in. And I was like, what is going on? Why are these wives so adamant about their husbands getting EECP? And then they would whisper in my ear, they're like, yeah, I know he came for his heart, but there's something else improving. And so right off the bat, we saw improvement in erectile dysfunction.
There
I mean, it didn't
go.
Take long at all.
All right. So there it is, the story in a nutshell of these treatments. And I'm so happy that Ken has, regarding this advice to me, he said, do it. I found Sarah. I'm very happy to
have found Sarah.
She's a wonderful human being. And this is the kind of work you need to check out. So in the Los Angeles, anywhere in the country, you go online to globalcardiocareinc.com, Global Cardio Care. You can enter that in the Google bar and you'll get to her, get info on Sarah and the treatment, EECP. Sarah Solati, thank you. Dr. Ken, thank you. Thanks to all of you for being here. Dr. Ken at...